Always one emergency after another. No, the other nephew is the one that's building the new house, and he's been doing it himself. He's building a house with about 2,100 feet of heated space, and he did it himself. And he's supposed to sell around here for about $38,000, and he's built it for about $22,000. But he's just about worked himself to death. So we've all been trying to help him do little things but he's learned to hang wallpaper, he's put up paneling, he wired it himself, things that he had never done before. And he did it all. So we're real proud of him and proud for him. Two baths, three bedrooms, big den, fireplace, and whatnot.
How long has he been working on it?
He started it earlier this year, about along in April or May. But now he's worked every Saturday, every Sunday, every night. And works his regular job every day. He's a machinist for Vanity Fair in the daytime and does. And I told him this morning, he comes by and have breakfast with us every morning. I said, Johnny, I have one ambition. I want to watch you prop your feet up in your big recliner chair and watch every ball game on TV all day New Year's Day. Because he's so tired, you can tell that he's worn out.
You told me about blacks. Has this area always been about 50%?
I would say in the last... it seems to me the tendency in the last 20, 30 years, Barbara, has been your blacks still have big, big families, and your whites are cutting down on the number of children that they have. You don't see any white people hardly anymore that have more than three children or four at the outside. And it's still not uncommon for black families to have 10, 12. Mm-hmm. On up like that. So I think your ratio would go on up there at least 60% black, 40% white in this area.
Talking about kinds of land, you'd say, we expect to get a good crop from that field because the soil is very...
It's rich, it's highly fertilized, and we've had the rainfall.
What different kinds of land are there around here?
We have, in some areas, we have a sandy soil that has a lot of sand in it that makes plants grow off real quick, but they don't stand the dry weather, don't last as long as you do on some of your lands with more clay in it. That kind of has a tendency to hold the moisture more during the dry spells and whatnot.
Do you ever hear of a kind of land called loam?
Loam, but it's, you don't hear that used too much in through here. You either get clay soil or sandy soil. I mean, that's kind of the way they...
What kind of soil is loam?
Loam is more of a... I don't know that much about it. Barbara, I usually think of loam as it's real black, kind of black dirt, you know, that doesn't have the clay in it.
Did you ever hear of gumbo or buckshot?
Yeah, we think about gumbo and buckshot as being back over here in Clark, Marengo counties, where when you walk, it keeps building up on your feet and you just don't go any further. They call that gumbo.
What's the difference between gumbo and buckshot?
Buckshot, I'm not familiar with at all. That's not a term that I'm familiar with.
And a field that might be real good for raising hay, but not much else, you'd call that a...
I'm not familiar with that. Because in through here, whatever they raise hay, it's as highly fertilized and as highly regarded as any other crop that they grow now.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would they call hay land around here?
Well, they would just say that coastal Bermuda down there or something like that, the hay field.
Do you ever hear of meadow or prairie?
Meadow is not a term that's used here. Prairie is not. Now, once in a while I've heard somebody speak of that prairie land back up towards Selma, that long, flat gumbo land up there. They used to grow a lot of okra up there, and they'd say they grow okra up there in that prairie land around Selma back in that area.
What would you call land that's got water standing on it most of the time?
That's a pond, bog.
Mm-hmm.